All right, you want to hear the first pitch of Ham's play-by-play career?
Which, I will say, this is the second inning because they forgot to record the first.
So Matt Birmingham in college, calling softball, UNT softball.
With Tim Kaye, the number one color man in the business.
Oh, yeah.
12. Brooke Foster will be leading off for North Texas this beginning of this inning. She's second baseman. Junior out of Round Rock, Texas. Yesterday, Brooke went... She had 2 hits, 3 RBIs in the first game, and 4 at-bats. She steps into the box. And Hamilton delivers the first pitch.
Delivers.
And that is down and away for the first ball.
The first ball.
Gold.
Why didn't you pursue a career in play-by-play?
Because it became very evident within the first 2 pitches of the game. This is not cut out for either of us.
I mean,
but we still had to do the game to get paid.
Delivers the first pitch.
There's an R at the end of that word, by the way.
Look, if we're just being honest, Coop, Falwell, they're not that much better than that right there. Like,
thank
the only
you.
Difference is a little bit of practice. They've done it a few more times than you have. If you had as much experience as they did, you would sound just like them.
And their sports director is probably not warring with the people of the stadium to where we have to sit outside amongst the family.
Maybe it gets better.
Ripping their kids.
Oh, he does rip them, but maybe the play-by-play got better throughout the game.
You have Amanda Winters for the Troy Trojans out there in right field. Pretty deep back there, so. Obviously, they know Hoff has the power to hit back there, but... Right now, we haven't really seen anything.
No, everything's not been out of that infield so far.
Everything's not been out of that infield so far. So far, that's
hold
sad
on,
to say.
Hold the phones.
And so far in this at-bat, hasn't been anything that's been fair. It's all been foul.
Sometimes you get 2 or 3 good rips, and they're fair.
I'm
in the
hearing
middle
Eric Nadell-level play-by-play right here. I don't know. I'm not getting it.
All right, let's not burn all this here.
Oh. No, there's hours of it.
I have literal hours I could get to. How about this one? Do you think this is a good call of a count?
And that is a fourth ball in a row, a 4-0 count.
The fourth ball in a row, the inhumanity. 4 straight?
Have you ever heard of a 4-0 count before? Well, surely Ham would never get confused by that.
Hirsch steps out of the batter's box, readjusts her gloves. She steps back in. Count is now 3-1. Next pitch is swung on, struck, and strike.
By the way, I'm pretty sure I just heard the count was 3-1, but we'll continue.
Listen, the rules of softball are
doing
all
a very
over the
good
place.
Job this first inning of driving up the pitch count for Hamilton and working themselves up the full counts.
Another full count, yeah.
Full count.
Hamilton's definitely had the practice of dealing with that so far this game.
Yeah.
You get that there?
Yeah.
You had the practice of dealing with that this game.
In the first inning. Huh.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more gold to be mined here. I feel like Ham doing more play-by-play of different sports.
I've never seen him more happy than when I gave him the audio, and he texts me back, and he's like, I've been through 10 minutes, and I've pulled 50 cuts from this.
There's a million.
There's a few things that come up, and instantly the light bulb goes off, and this is great content. This is something that can translate to the air. And this 100%
oh, yeah.
is
so we
that.
can do a full review again at some point, but... One more here for you
not
to listen
1050.
To. Have you ever been listening to maybe Eric Nadell call a Ranger game?
All the time.
Coop call a Mavs game. And they be confused because they didn't realize the game was over. That yeah. happened to Ham.
Every season, yeah, they'll get confused.
They're just like, what's going on here? Why are they shaking hands?
Why are they leaving?
Yeah. Count 2-1. Winner deals. That ball is slapped far. And that ball is gone.
Phenomenal
that
home
is
run
Taylor
call.
Showblocker, second home run of the game. She now has 3 RBIs of the day.
Home run for Taylor Showblocker.
And that ball was just past the Mean Green sign out in center right field. The Mean Green now lead 10-2.
Solid, solid hit. That might be the end. Yep, it looks like it. That's the end for Amanda Winter's pitching career for today. As it looks like appears that the Troy Trojans will be...
Oh. Oh, wow.
And that's it.
They've taken enough.
That is it for the game. The Mean Green appear to win 10-2 by the run rule.
We think.
Oh.
Apparently. 10-2 is the final score of the game. As it ends
your
in the bottom of the
10,
fifth inning.
Troy 2. North Texas softball.
By a solid, solid home run by Taylor Showblocker.
What else would it be?
Just awesome.
Can you play the beginning of that one?
Surely I can.
Just the home
count
run.
Count 2-1. Winner deals. That ball is slapped far, and that ball is gone.
Okay.
Slapped.
That ball is slapped far, and it's gone.
And again, there's no two people happier that that game was over than me and Tim.
And you're telling me you had no play-by-play experience before this?
You're not going to believe this first
Whoa.
Game.
He didn't catch the bug to continue?
No. No way!
All right. Yeah, maybe we do and just need to sit him in front of a random...
baseball game?
Or just maybe a high school football game.
I would pay to have Ham live stream his play-by-play of high school football. Absolutely. I think we can find a suitable kids on the host.
We used to do that here on the Ticket. On Friday nights, we would have high school football games that we would air. I remember we'd have like six different ones where people would be like, or like KT was that one.
Whip around coverage of high school football?
Yeah.
Gosh, I do not remember that.
Yeah, this was at least 10, 12 years ago. Maybe we need to bring it back.
Do I have another? I might have another play-by-play somewhere.
You shut your mouth. You kidding me?
There is no way.
You got back on the horse?
You've been freelance play-by-playing without telling us?
Yeah, you and Ted doing games?
I might have done an additional 3 games of baseball. Do I have this audio? Is this audio?
Why do the Mavs have to play today?
I think we just skip Mavs. I think we just start playing this.
Just pull it up whenever we need it.
Yeah. People know what's going on with the Mavericks. They don't.
If that's true,
I'm going to add to it.
We could talk Mad Max tomorrow.
Most definitely. Check this out.
All right. While Ham looks that up on his computer, let's get going here. We will do some Mavs at 10:30. We'll probably talk them again, or at 9:50 as well.
Talk them again.
We'll do the whip around, some Sunday brunch in the 11 o'clock hour.
Talk them again.
Ham Radio 10:50. Coming up next, though. We do love hockey here on this show. Let's talk some Stars and some Edmonton next.
And Hamilton delivers the first pitch.
Yeah.
How about this?
Gray Rogers.
Gray Rogers is the left fielder. Batting in the ninth hole. Gray Rogers is the left fielder.
It's like AI play-by-play. It's so close, but there's 7 fingers on that hand, and he says the little phrasing just a
Gray
little
Rogers
bit
got an
off.
Eye looking in the wrong direction.
From...
Did you have dental work right before, too?
No.
It sounds like, you sure?
Yeah. Gray Rogers is the left fielder.
You sound a little numb in the whole mouth area.
Like, before every word, you have to spit the cotton back out of your mouth.
Yeah. Sounds like you're, like, talking like an FBI agent into his jacket. Like,
yeah.
We got Roger, Roger.
Yeah, and you don't want anyone to know that you're actually sitting there calling a game.
That's primarily it.
All right, here we have, I guess, one of the teams got to play with 3 shortstops.
What?
I don't know.
And has his pitch. I set that first pitch. Swung on and chopped to the third shortstop. He fails to make the transfer off his back, out of his glove.
You just constantly just bail out.
He's trying to be extremely descriptive, but it's all happening way quicker than his mind could process and his mouth can move.
God. Like, I guess I would call the third shortstop the second baseman or the third baseman, but no, 3 different shortstops.
Swung on and chopped to the third shortstop. He fails to make the transfer off his back. Out of his
base.
Off his big
tickled your balls right there.
His back. His back.
Like Jimmy from South Park trying to get through
man.
A joke.
Off his backhand?
Awesome. All right.
Off his back. He was going, ranging to the hole.
I speak Ham. I know what I'm...
I don't know, man.
I don't know either, man.
It's exhausting.
So wait, the great Hank Dickinson had to hear this?
Yeah. There's no way
there's
that he
no
listened
way
through
he
all
listened
this,
to this
and lived afterward. Just, there's no way. This is Guantanamo Bay level punishment.
So do you remember the old linebacker for Texas? He was from around here. He went to, I think, Duncanville or DeSoto. His name was Jefferson. Remember his first name?
Miles.
Or there's a guy, the receiver for LSU, they got drafted.
Malik.
Okay. There you go. That's what we would all say if we saw the word Malik, right?
The 1-2 pitch is a called third strike. Isaiah Chair strikes out.
Don't know that name.
No. And now we'll bring Malik Jones. Two,
center fielder, Malik Jones.
So immediately, the PA guy, like, yeah, hey, dummy, it's not Malik.
And now we'll bring Malik Jones.
Two, center fielder, Malik Jones.
I'll be honest.
Jones makes his way to the batter's box. One out here in the top of the third.
Have you ever heard anyone named Malik before? I've never encountered
Thor,
Malik.
Maybe,
yeah.
Yeah. But no, Malik.
Not as your first name. Malik.
They didn't give me a pronunciation guide.
You didn't need it for that name. It happens a ton where the PA guy immediately just corrects him because he said something wrong. Let's see. We have some more confusing actual play-by-play here.
And reset this. Hold on real quick.
Yeah, we're doing audio from Ham's play-by-play efforts when he was in college. This is a game he called by himself.
Back in 2013.
Between Allen and J.J. Pierce.
A Kyler Murray game.
So cool, Carter. Head of Jones. In his 0-2 offering.
Oto.
He's grounded to the third baseman. Fair ball. And that pitch is in time for the out.
That pitch is in time.
I thought the ball
out.
Was in play already.
It sounds like a strikeout to
the
me.
The ball was in play, but
the
I
ball
have to
had
reiterate.
Been in play for
it's a fair ball.
For 15 seconds, the ball had been in play, and then we're talking about the pitch still somehow.
You do that a lot. You call the throw to first a pitch.
Which can be confusing for the average baseball fan trying to follow along.
Yeah. All right. How about we had the third shortstop. How about the third base batter?
It was the third base batter receives ball one. It's count now even at 1-1.
I don't know if the player himself played third base or if the pitcher was throwing to the third baseman every time. Those are probably called balls if he did that. let's see here. A little more awkward phrasing. Oop, let me turn this up a little bit. There we go.
Taylor looks in, gets his sign. He deals the 1-1 count, and that pitch is fouled off. Over the home plate's dugout. Count now, 1-2. So Taylor hitting the count.
Over the home plate dugout.
And it's
there's one right behind home plate now.
They're both exactly even away from home plate.
No, I guess not at Allen. I haven't been to Allen, personally.
Oh, yeah, it's different there.
They put,
they make
one
sure.
of the teams right behind home plate.
It's the defining characteristic of their park. Our home plate dugout is closer than the visitor dugout.
How about a little give up here at the end of this
quarter? Oh, healers give up.
Yeah.
Game one between the Pierce Mustangs and...
Jumped up a little bit.
Game one between the Pierce Mustangs and...
Just a little hiccup, Ham. Nothing too bad. I had labeled this one, what did he say?
First time up, he grounded into a 5-3.
Unsure.
Are you single? Grounded into the third baseman for a 5-3 play.
So this part right here, I don't know what you're saying.
He grounded into the third baseman?
This right here.
Are you single?
What?
He's asking if a girl walking by is single.
Some mom.
He's taken by some mom that walks by. Are you single?
What are you doing afterwards?
Not a whole lot of confidence in your little flirt, though.
She probably did not acknowledge your question.
Are you single?
Are you single? Are you single?
Then you speed up.
You do say, are you single? That's exactly what you say there.
Oh, love that. Okay.
And you're telling me, Monty, that there's football version. There's football
That's
Ham play
told
by
there's
the
There's a football
somewhere.
One somewhere. I have to get it off my
Which is
own.
Great, because the thing that I noticed was Ham was pretty much, by his standards, okay when he was just calling balls and strikes and stuff like that. But once a ball was put into play, he got exposed big time. Well, so I can't imagine when football, when that ball gets snapped.
Not much dead time, especially high school football. Like, they're going generally. It's pretty quick.
A lot of no huddle. Here, you don't know the word for foul.
Giving up two hits to the Mustangs. His first pitch is down away for ball one.
Pretty good.
Alec Wright, the left-handed batter.
We'll stumble.
Looks into Carter. His first, second pitch is swung on. And is outside playable. Over into the stands.
All right.
And now 1-1.
All right.
It was outside playable.
Outside playable. And then what did he say after that?
Somebody needs to work that into a real baseball game.
His first, second pitch is swung on. And is outside playable. Over into the stands. Count now 1-1.
So it was hit.
You know,
I think you put it best. This is AI baseball.
It's so close. I mean, it's scary how close you are to actually
out of
calling
play,
baseball.
Outside playable.
Are this you is saying- a sport you know. So imagine what he does with soccer or basketball or anything else.
Yeah. Are you also insinuating that Ham is actually a decent system play-by-play guy?
No, this is a bad operating system.
Yeah, and once you ask him to get out of the pocket a little bit, but he's checking down, he's
once
okay.
Once I'm flushed out,
I think
he's a cross-sport reference.
Right, or you know, the scripted plays, you do great.
Oh, yeah.
It's whenever we have to start taking what the defense gives
us. Yeah, I'm sure your pregame show was great.
I'm good with counts and pitcher throwing to catcher.
Want to bet?
Oh, damn it. 1-0
offering from Kyle Taylor.
Again, drugged up Ham right there at the beginning.
1-0 offering from Kyle Taylor. It's taken for another ball. Count now 2-1 and 0.
2-1
and
0.
2-1
and 0.
What's the third?
There it is again.
Yeah, there's a third
I had
option.
To hear that a few times.
See, they're a ball striker.
You say 2-1 and 0.
Count now 2-1 and 0.
The Connecticut School of Broadcasting, their sports division needs to be taking this audio, and they need to be playing it for their students.
Yep. All right, so I have four more quick ones I want to play here.
God.
You turn into killer because you start just working in unnecessary so's. Just out of nowhere, you start saying so. This is the first one I heard.
Cole Cutter has managed to work his way through the top of the fourth as Rogers swings on, misses. Third strike out of the game. Swung, swing, strike.
Oh no, we missed the so from the swung laugh.
Swings on, misses. Third strike out of the game. Swung, swing, strike. So, Cole Carter out of the inning. Three strikeouts. So.
What a trail off give up there.
And so I hear those back to back and I'm like, okay.
Maybe I was thrown off by Bruce Springsteen coming on. So
that's true. But I was like, okay. Maybe that may have just been a one off. Surely he won't do it again. This is the first completely unnecessary so I heard after the original one.
Second offering is a slider outside.
How do I know that?
No way.
Two balls and no strikes. So
you're just filling time. You don't need to say that.
Do you have a pitch tracks there in the stands that told you that one was a slider?
Okay. All right. That's the only other one he's going to do, right? No more unnecessary so's.
The next offering is another slider outside. So.
You don't have to say anything. You can just leave it hanging. It's okay.
All right. Let's wrap it up with one more unnecessary so. I labeled this one the most unnecessary, so.
So.
Shuffling papers, and then so.
Like they were starting the inning, like they were coming back, and you're just like, should I reset the score or where we are? So, we got the PA player in.
So.
You don't ever have to start a sentence with so.
Or but.
Oh, yeah. Or you but. None of that's required. Last one.
one offering from Carter is down and low. Doesn't make out.
I'm not myself a thesaurus. I'm positive down and low are the same thing.
Yeah, down and low. So you say
one offering from Carter is down and low. Doesn't make out.
Down and low. Ham, you're amazing, man. I cannot wait. He sent me three games. I was like, okay, I'll cobble together the best one from those three and put them in this.
We need football.
We need football bad.
What Ham if I'm the third one? I'm an amazing broadcaster.
And that was game one. We have game two to go through, game three, and then now apparently we have football. So my week's set.
I might have the football one somewhere. I have to find it.
He is right, though. That was an improvement over the softball. He is getting slightly better.
You're right. If the bar is like in Middle Earth, he's now up a little bit. All right. Thank you, Ham. That was a fun time for the disabled.
Taylor looks in, gets his sign. He deals the 1-1 count, and that pitch is fouled off over the home plate's dugout. Count now, 1-2. So Taylor hit on the count.
Over the home plate dugout.
And it's
there's one right behind home plate now.
They're both exactly even away from home plate.
No, I guess not at Allen. I haven't been to Allen personally.
Oh yeah, it's different there.
They put
they make
one
sure
of the teams right behind home plate.
It's the defining characteristic of their park. Our home plate dugout is closer than the visitor dugout.
How about a little give up here at the end of this?
Here there's a give up.
Yeah.
Game one between the Pierce Mustangs and.
Choked up a little bit.
Game one between the Pierce Mustangs.
Just a little hiccup, Ham. Nothing too bad. I had labeled this one, what did he say?
First time up, he grounded into a 5-3.
Unsure.
Are you single? Grounded into the third baseman for a 5-3 play.
So this part right here, I don't know what you're saying.
He grounded into the third baseman?
This right here.
Are you single? Are you single?
What? He's asking if a girl walking by is single.
Yeah, some mom. Yeah.
He's taken by some mom that walks by. Are you single?
What are you doing afterwards?
Not a whole lot of confidence in your little flirt, though.
She probably did not acknowledge your question there.
Are you single? Are you single?
Are you single?
Are you single? Are you single?
Then you speed up.
You do say, are you single? That's exactly what you say there.
Oh, love that. Okay.
And you're telling me, Monty, that there's football version. There's football
That's
Ham
what he
play
told
by
me. There's
the
a football
somewhere.
One somewhere. I have to get it
off
my
Which
is
own. Great, because the thing that I noticed was Ham was pretty much, by his standards, okay when he was just calling balls and strikes and stuff like that. But once a ball was put into play,
yeah,
he got exposed big time. Well, so I can't imagine when that ball gets snapped.
Not much dead time, especially high school football. Like, they're going, generally. It's pretty quick.
A lot of no huddle. Here, you don't know the word for foul.
Giving up two hits to the Mustangs. His first pitch is down away for ball one.
All right. Pretty good.
Alec Wright, the left-handed batter.
Well, somewhat.
Looks into Carter. His second pitch is swung on. And is outside playable. Over into the stands.
Right.
And now 1-1.
All right.
It was outside playable.
Outside playable. And then what did he say after that?
Somebody needs to work that into a real baseball game.
His second pitch is swung on. And is outside playable. Over into the stands. Count now 1-1.
So it was hit.
You know,
I think you put it best. This is AI baseball.
It's so close. I mean, it's scary how close you are to actually
out of
calling
play,
baseball.
Outside playable.
This is a sport you know, so imagine what he does with soccer or basketball or anything else.
Yeah.
Are you also insinuating that Ham is actually a decent system play-by-play guy?
No, this is a bad operating system.
Yeah, and once you ask him to get out of the pocket a little bit, but he's checking down, he's
once
okay.
Once I'm flushed out,
I think
he's a cross-sport reference.
Right, or the scripted plays, you do great.
Oh, yeah.
It's whenever we have to start taking what the defense gives
us. Yeah, I'm sure your pregame show was great.
I'm good with counts and pitcher throwing to catcher.
Want to bet?
Oh, damn it.
1-0 offering from Kyle Taylor.
Again, drugged up Ham right there at the beginning.
1-0 offering from Kyle Taylor. It's taken for another ball. Count now 2-1 and 0.
2-1-0.
What's the third?
There it is again.
Yeah, there's a third
I had
option.
To hear that a few times.
It's either a ball striker.
You say 2-1-0.
Count now, 2-1-0.
The Connecticut School of Broadcasting, their sports division needs to be taking this audio, and they need to be playing it for their students.
Yep. All right, so I have four more quick ones I want to play here.
God.
You turn into killer because you start just working in unnecessary so's. Just out of nowhere, you start saying so. This is the first one I heard.
Cole Cutter has managed to work his way through the top of the fourth as Rogers swings on, misses. Third strike out of the game. Swung.
So. Oh, no, we missed the so from the swung laugh.
Swings on, misses. Third strike out of the game. Swung, swing, strike. So, Cole Cutter out of the inning. Three strikeouts. So.
What a trail off give up there.
And so I hear those back to back, and I'm like, okay.
Maybe I was thrown off by Bruce Springsteen coming on. So.
That's true. But I was like, okay. Maybe that may have just been a one-off. Surely he won't do it again. This is the first completely unnecessary so I heard after the original one.
Second offering is a slider outside.
How do I know that?
No way.
Down to two balls and no strikes. So.
You're just filling time. You don't need to say that.
Do you have a pitch tracks there in the stands that told you that one was a slider?
Okay. All right, that's the only other one he's going to do, right? No more unnecessary so's.
The next offering is another slider outside. So.
You don't have to say anything. You can just leave it hanging. It's okay.
All right, let's wrap it up with one more unnecessary so. I labeled this one the most unnecessary so.
So,
shuffling papers, and then so.
Like they were starting the inning, like they were coming back, and you're just like, should I reset the score or where we are? So, we got the PA blaring.
So.
You don't ever have to start a sentence with so.
Or but.
Oh, yeah. Or you but. None of that's required. Last one.
1-1 offering from Carter is down and low. Can they count?
I'm not myself a thesaurus. I'm positive down and low are the same thing.
Yeah, down and low. So you need to say one.
1-1 offering from Carter is down and low. Can they count?
Down and low. Ham, you're amazing, man. I cannot wait. He sent me
I'm
three
improving,
different games.
Yeah.
He sent me three games. I was like, okay, I'll cobble together the best ones from those three and put them in this. That was
we
just
need
the
football.
First
one. We need football.
We need football bad.
What Ham if by is, the third one, I'm an amazing broadcaster?
And that
there's
one
no
was
way.
One. That was game one. We have game two to go through, game three, and then now apparently a football. So my week's set.
I might have the football one somewhere. I have to find it.
He is right, though. That was an improvement over the softball. He is getting slightly better.
You're right. If the bar is like in Middle Earth, he's now up a little bit. All right. Thank you, Ham. That was a fun time for the disabled.